Alleged Sinaloa cartel leader and lead assassin extradited from Mexico to the United States on multiple charges. Texas border business. U.S. Department of Justice. Office of Public Affairs. Alleged Sinaloa cartel leader and lead sicario, or assassin, Nestor Isidro Perez Salas, also known as El Nini, 32, of Mexico, was extradited on May 25 from Mexico to the United States to face charges contained in two indictments. Today, El Nini joins the growing list of cartel leaders and associates extradited to the United States and held accountable in an American courtroom, said Attorney General Merrick B. Garland. We allege El Nini was one of the Sinaloa cartel's lead sicarios, or assassins, and was responsible for the murder, torture, and kidnapping of rivals and witnesses who threatened the cartel's criminal drug trafficking enterprise. This includes killing a Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, confidential source and killing others in retaliation for the confidential source's cooperation. We also allege El Nini was a part of the Sinaloa cartel's production and sale of fentanyl, including in the United States. I am grateful to our Mexican government counterparts for their extraordinary efforts in apprehending and extraditing El Nini. The Justice Department will always be relentless in its pursuit of the cartels responsible for flooding our communities with fentanyl and other drugs. The first indictment, filed in the District of Columbia by the Criminal Division's Narcotic and Dangerous Drug Section, NDDS, charges Perez Salas with cocaine and methamphetamine importation, firearms offenses, and conspiracy to obstruct justice through murder. The second indictment, filed in the Southern District of New York, SDNY, charges Perez Salas with leadership of a continuing criminal enterprise resulting in the deaths of numerous victims, including a confidential source for the DEA, fentanyl importation and trafficking, obstruction of justice by murdering an informant, kidnapping resulting in the deaths of 8 people, including a minor boy, firearms, and money laundering offenses. Perez Salas was arrested in Culiacán, Mexico, by Mexican authorities on November 22, 2023. Perez Salas was presented on the charges contained in the SDNY indictment today at 10:30 a.m. before U.S. Magistrate Judge Ona T. Wong. According to court documents, the Sinaloa cartel is one of the most powerful drug cartels in Mexico and is responsible for a substantial portion of the fentanyl that is manufactured and imported for distribution in the United States. Fentanyl is a dangerous synthetic opioid that is more than 50 times more potent than heroin and is the leading cause of death for Americans ages 18 to 49. In recent years, the cartel has been led, in part, by the sons of the cartel's notorious former leader, Joaquin Archivaldo Guzman Lora, also known as El Chapo, and Ivan Archivaldo Guzman Salazar, Jesus Alfredo Guzman Salazar, and Ovidio Guzman Lopez, known collectively as the Chapitos. Like their father, the Chapitos have used violence and rely on a sophisticated security apparatus to maintain control and to protect themselves and their operations as they traffic massive quantities of narcotics, including fentanyl, cocaine, and methamphetamine, to the United States. Perez Salas is allegedly one of the senior leaders of the Chapitos security apparatus. Under Perez Salas' direction, armed enforcers for the Chapitos, known as sicarios, have allegedly used rampant violence to protect the Chapitos' operations and to demolish unsupportive businesses, capture contested territory, intimidate civilians, and attack and murder law enforcement members who resist their efforts. In part under the direction of Perez Salas, the sicarios allegedly regularly used military-grade firearms and explosives, including machine guns and rocket launchers, to kidnap, torture, and kill anyone who opposed the Chapitos. According to court documents, Perez Salas is allegedly a leader and commander of the Ninas, a violent group charged with providing security for the Chapitos. From at least 2012 until February 2021, Perez Salas allegedly conspired to distribute and manufacture cocaine and methamphetamine for unlawful importation into the United States, used a firearm in furtherance of the alleged drug trafficking offense, and killed, attempted to kill, threatened, and caused bodily injury to another to intimidate a government witness and informant. Perez Salas has also allegedly committed brutal acts of violence to advance the Chapitos trafficking operations. For example, in or about 2017, Perez Salas, with two of the Chapitos, allegedly captured, tortured, interrogated, and killed two Mexican federal law enforcement officers. In or about May 2017, Perez Salas, with two of the Chapitos and others, allegedly captured three members of a rival drug cartel, Las Zetas, and tortured them before interrogating and killing them. Also, in or about 2017, Perez Salas and others allegedly conspired to kill and retaliate against a witness and informant. And in or about 2022, Perez Salas and another Sicario allegedly tested the potency of their fentanyl on individuals. In addition, Perez Salas has allegedly participated in the negotiation and sale of fentanyl. More specifically, in or about the summer of 2022, Perez Salas and other associates allegedly sold fentanyl, later seized by the DEA, in Los Angeles. Finally, in or about October 2023, Perez Salas and other Sicarios acting at his direction, allegedly kidnapped a confidential source and 10 other victims in Mexico, including a U.S. citizen, whom Perez Salas believed worked for or were related to the confidential source. Perez Salas and his Sicarios allegedly killed 8 of the kidnapped victims, including the confidential source, and a 13-year-old boy. Perez Salas allegedly kidnapped and killed these victims in retaliation for the confidential source's provision of information to law enforcement in connection with the investigation of Perez Salas and his associates in the Southern District of New York. Perez Salas is charged in the District of Columbia indictment with, conspiring to import cocaine and methamphetamine into the United States, which carries a mandatory minimum of 10 years in prison and a maximum penalty of life in prison, using, carrying, and possessing machine guns and destructive devices in connection with the cocaine and methamphetamine conspiracy, which carries a mandatory minimum sentence of 30 years in prison and a maximum penalty of life in prison, and, conspiracy to obstruct justice by retaliating against a witness and informant through murder, which carries a mandatory minimum of life in prison. Perez Salas is charged in the SDNY indictment with participating in a continuing criminal enterprise resulting in death, which carries a mandatory minimum of life in prison, conspiring to import fentanyl into the United States, which carries a mandatory minimum of 10 years in prison and a maximum penalty of life in prison, conspiring to distribute and possess with intent to distribute fentanyl, which carries a mandatory minimum of 10 years in prison and a maximum penalty of life in prison, using, carrying, and possessing machine guns and destructive devices in connection with the continuing criminal enterprise and the fentanyl importation and trafficking conspiracies, which carries a mandatory minimum of 30 years in prison and a maximum penalty of life in prison, conspiring to use, carry, and possess machine guns and destructive devices in connection with the continuing criminal enterprise and the fentanyl importation and trafficking conspiracies, which carries a maximum penalty of life in prison, conspiring to launder money, which carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison, obstruction of justice by retaliating against an informant through murder, which carries a mandatory minimum of life in prison, conspiring to obstruct justice by retaliating against an informant through murder, which carries a mandatory minimum of life in prison, kidnapping resulting in death, including of a minor, which carries a mandatory minimum of life in prison, and conspiring to commit kidnapping resulting in death, including of a minor, which carries a mandatory minimum of 20 years in prison and a maximum penalty of life in prison. The DEA's Special Operations Division Bilateral Investigations Unit and the FBI Washington Field Office are investigating the case, with assistance from multiple DEA offices throughout Mexico, as well as the assistance of the U.S. Department of State Rewards for Justice Program and U.S. Marshals Service. The Justice Department's Office of International Affairs provided significant assistance in securing the arrest and extradition Perez Salas. The Justice Department also thanks Mexican authorities for their role in securing the arrest and extradition of Perez Salas. NDDS trial attorneys Kirk Handrich, Kate Nassif, Samantha Thompson, and Tara Arndt and SDNY Assistant U.S. Attorneys Nicholas S. Bradley, Sarah L. Kushner, Alexander N. Lee, David J. Robles, and Kyle A. Wershba are prosecuting the case. The case is supported by the Organized Crime and Drug Enforcement Task Forces, OCDETF. An indictment is merely an allegation. All defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. Indictment. Updated May 28, 2024.